You are listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids all about the Allegan County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Sarah for that great introduction. Sarah has introduced our show before. That's because whenever I drop in at the Springfield Public Library, there she is. I'm Julie Berry, host of Check It In, Check It Out. We are coming to you from 105.9 CHPD Radio DeBrigg. For many of us, summer is a time of getting together with family. When I was a child, I used to go to a big family reunion at Pinafore Park in St. Thomas, and this would be the only time I would get to be with all my cousins at the same time. We had such a good time. Our story this week is called When Lightning Comes in a Jar by Patricia Polacco. Lightning in a jar? That sounds dangerous. Snuggle up and listen. Today is my family reunion. I can hardly wait. My dad's side of the family will come soon. It's been ages since I've seen them all. Before, our reunions were always at my grandma's house, but this year it's going to be at mine. I'm so anxious to see my cousins, especially Lydia and Sandy. They'll be wearing the same colors that we always wear at family reunions. They wore them at our last reunion. How I remember that day. Grandma and I stood in her front window waiting for my relatives to come. I can't wait to see them all, I said to her. I know, she answered. Will there be Jell-O like there always is, I asked. Yes, she answered. And baseball and croquet like there always is? And bag races, too. And will you tell stories like you always do? Might, Grandma said, looking up at the sky. And we might catch lightning in a jar. Lightning in a jar? I asked. This was new. And then my relatives started driving up by the carload, one after another. Finally, the car I was waiting for rolled up, and my five cousins piled out. Sandy, Freddie, Billy, Lydia, and Carl. Sandy, Lydia, and I squealed and ran for the porch swing, just like we always did. We held hands and pushed the swing with our bare feet. We told secrets that we had kept for a whole year. I told them about the lightning in a jar. When my dad called out, "Who's going to help unload these baskets from the car?" we shouted, "We will," and we lugged baskets full and heavy to the tables in the maple grove. "Wonder how many Jell-O salads there will be," my cousin Freddie asked. "Gazillions, there always are," my cousin Billy answered. Sure enough, there were gazillions. They jumped and shook every time we bumped the table. They seemed alive. "Bet there'll be as many meatloafs, too," my brother chimed in. There they were as we unpacked them, zillions of meatloafs. They were all different, too. Each auntie had her own recipe, including Aunt Bertha, who made one with a hard-boiled egg in the middle. When we cut it, there was a perfect slice of egg, like a giant eye. Our aunties and grandma flitted around the table like butterflies, going from flower to flower. They perked up the lettuces or rearranged the tomatoes and set slices of meatloaf, so they looked perfect. When grandma and the aunties took off their aprons, we all knew it was time to gather at the table. We all held hands. Uncle Wayland said the blessing. Then everyone sat down and dove into the food, piling it high on their plates, some as high as haystacks. When we thought we couldn't eat any more, grandma and my aunties put their aprons back on and started getting all of the pies and cakes from the kitchen. There was something magical about my grandma and her sisters this day, like they knew something they weren't telling. I did wonder how grandma was going to catch lightning in a jar, and every so often I'd stop her and ask her how. She'd just smile and say, "Easy. Someday you'll do it, too." After we ate, it was time for our annual baseball game, my dad and uncles against us kids. "Batter up," my dad called out as my cousin Billy stepped up to home plate. Lucky he was on our team. He could hit anything. When he was out at field, he'd leap into the air and make impossible catches. That kid can jump higher than a cow's back, our uncles used to say. First pitch out, Billy hit the ball so hard it clean disappeared. We thought we saw lightning as it hit the sky. Maybe the lightning was on its way. Was that what Grandma was going to catch in a jar? I'm going to be a Detroit Tiger someday, Billy said that day. We all knew that he most certainly would. Next, it was time for croquet, the biggest game of the day, which our uncles kept interrupting with friendly quarrels about bent hoops, crooked wickets, and wanting to take reshots. We had bag races, watermelon seed-splitting contests, and rides on Grandpa's draft horse, too, until Grandpa waved a yardstick in the air. All of us kids dropped what we were doing and ran to the milk shed. We knew it was time to get measured. We did this every year. I liked looking at the marks of my grandma and her sisters and brothers on the same doorway, some shorter than mine. Hard to imagine that once they were little, just like me. Aunt Bertha had gone to the house and fetched all the family portrait albums. The aunties showed us old brown photos and pointed. That was their father who saved souls as a circuit preacher when he wasn't farming. Look, there were their favorite horses. Their eyes sparkled when they showed us their wedding pictures. The aunties were all married in their mother's parlor. I watched Grandma to see if she would summon the lightning from the sky. After this, the kids started to chant, "Stories, stories, stories, please!" Grandma and her sisters and brothers started quiet and slow. Uncle Ernest told about milking cows faster than lightning. Grandma told about how she and her sisters walked 7 miles to a one-room schoolhouse over in Lock Center, and how each of them taught in that same school. Then there was some quiet as Aunt Iva started fanning herself. We knew she was getting ready. I remember the day I was driving the big rig home from school when I came upon a real rattlesnake. We all looked at one another. Rattlers weren't around these parts, so we knew this. Have I ever told you children about the time I took a ride in the first newfangled motor car in this here county? No, we kids sang out. Well, sir, it belonged to L. I watched my grandmother. She smiled and gave me a wink. It was her turn. Well, sir, Grandma began, I was but a girl out plowing, helping Pa with the fields. His team could pull those rows straight as an arrow. When the team reared and bolted and dragged me halfway down the field before I could free myself. When I stood up, foul-smelling smoke. Oh, the stories went on and on, and we just didn't want them to stop.
It was the first ever flying machine in the state of Michigan.
We all clapped with delight. That would have been a perfect time for the lightning to come, but it didn't, and it was almost dark. I whispered to Grandma, what about the lightning in a jar, Grandma? She adjusted her glasses and gave me a look. Have the last rays of the sun left the grass? She asked. I looked real hard. Yes, I said. Then sit down, child. Aunt Bertha brought a wicker laundry basket full of glass canning jars and set them at Grandma's feet. Many years ago, when your aunties and uncles and I were but children, our grandpa showed us what I'm about to show you. She leaned down and touched the grass, cupping something in her hands. She thought for a moment and then said, Shadows lengthen the day near done. Birds fly low at setting sun. Stars will rise from earth below. In these hands their light will glow. Come up, lightning, come up, stars. We'll snatch you up in these here jars. She blew into her hands and let something go. It flew for a moment, then landed deep in the grass. We watched and watched, but nothing was happening. Low thunder rumbled just above us. Look, my cousin Billy called out. A small burst of starlight puffed up out of the grass, then more and more drifted up out of the carpet of lawn beneath our feet. Fireflies, we all called out. We grabbed the jars and the dash was on to capture lightning and put it in a jar. Grandma gave me a knowing look and smiled. When everyone had gone home that night, Grandma and I sat on the porch swing together. We looked at the flickering jar, and even though fireflies are common in Michigan on summer nights, never had I seen so many as that night, and as long as I live, I'll believe that somehow Grandma called them up with her stories and her magic. That night seems so long ago, but the reunion is here again. My family's arriving now. My heart is racing. We'll eat scrumptious jello and meatloaf, play baseball and croquet, spit watermelon seeds, and scrawl new measurements on my milk house door jamb. We'll look at photo albums, we'll laugh at some and cry at others. We'll remember the stories. We'll talk about Billy and how he should have been a Detroit Tiger, but gave his life for his country in a far, far land. Then, when the sun is low and the shadows long, we'll all sit and fan ourselves in the shade of the maple trees. Only a new crop of children will gather at our knees. My father, my grandmother, my aunts and uncles are no longer here. So now, it is we who must tell their stories and bring them back for fleeting moments. Then I'll show the children the magic that my grandma showed me. I'll call the stars from beneath their feet, and as they rise in the warm night air, these children will leap as high as a cow's back to gather them up. I'll send them home with full bellies, tired bones, and flickering jars in their laps. Their hearts will be overflowing, full of lightning, put there by folks who loved them even before they were born. Grandma knew this well. She also knew that someday they would tell their children about all of us and of the magic nights when we caught lightning in a jar. It's time to say goodbye. Here's a riddle to lighten your funny bone. How do fireflies start a race? Somebody says, on your mark, get set, glow!
Check It In, Check It Out is made possible through the generous support of the Elgin County Public Library and the Midnight Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
And thanks to everybody at 105.9 The Break.
Without you, our show wouldn't happen.
And that's our show for tonight. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5. I'm Julie Barry. Thank you for listening.
Guten Tag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop ihr habt das Programm geglaubt. Ich bin Mary Ham, and ich schauf bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben a library in Stratfordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat ye wel forn, de sind alle nu oop. De oopne stunden sind on de library deren te zijn. Ye can ook phone, nen dat phone nummer is 519-631-1500, extension 109, van je nog meer information veelt. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries tom junt en jene familie met helpen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.